To talk to me with the coach, Michael E. Maidness. I'm visiting with Dan Dirk, area scout for the Chicago White Sox. Dan, how are we doing today?
Doing great, Mike. Doing great. It's a little cold outside, but a lot of warm hearts in here, and this is always an event that kind of starts the season off. Gets it off on the right foot.
Well, you were the honorees tonight for the Pitcher Hit Club.
Yes, I was. I was able to, someone voted me in as the Scout of the Year, Nick Kamzik Award winner, and something that I'm always going to cherish and put that bat up on my wall.
Well, I know you've been scouting a number of years. I've known you, I think, going back to the Twins.
Yep.
And a few other clubs.
1986, I think, the first time we ever met.
Yeah. And you've been around baseball. You're one of the godfathers of baseball, huh? Well, I interviewed Bill Brick a little earlier, so I'd say godfather.
Okay. It took me a long time to get to know Chicago and to get a feel for the city and learn the directions. But, you know, once I overcame that, it was like discovering the jewel that I'd never, ever seen before. I seemed like a player on every corner, and I almost was chasing my tail for 5 years until I slowed down and said, I need a little help, and a little help from guys like yourself and Kenny Fulman and Leroy Franklin and just gentlemen like that in the game just helped me tremendously as far as getting my feet firmly planted on the ground here in Chicago.
And I know there's a lot of youngsters watching the show tonight, and they have that ambition of playing Major League Baseball. Exactly what, as a scout, do you look for in a ball player?
We're looking for five tools: run, throw, hit for power, field. Mm-hmm. And a player doesn't need a combination of all five. He can just have one. Mm-hmm. If you look at our left fielder, Scott Pesednik, he has one tremendous tool, his ability to run. Mm-hmm. Some of the other skills he has are a little below average, his power, his throwing. But he has great determination and heart to play the game and unbelievable focus. Mm-hmm. And that's some of the things that kids have to realize, is that if you have one skill that you want to refine that skill as much as you can and try to work on the other ones to improve those as well. But, you know, when you have a really, really strong skill, take that to the as highest level as you can get it.
And I know you've been scouting a number of years. Who are some of the ball players that you personally drafted and or seen make it to the big leagues?
Well, one player in particular, LaTroy Hawkins, from Gary Westside High School, was a young player that was selected in 1971 by the Twins. And sent out and has become a quality major league player. Another player that I was involved with from Harlan High School, a young man named Emil Brown. We drafted Emil in the 35th round when I was with the Twins. We were unable to sign him to a deal. But he is one player that always comes to mind as a young man that had many, many speed bumps in front of him. No mom, no dad, was raised by his grandmother, and with a lot of conviction and a lot of will, by her and by Emil himself, he's able to have turned himself into a $3 million player, starting left fielder with the Kansas City Royals. And he is one kid that I always think of and I always tell stories about, as far as that anybody can do this if you got the drive and you got the focus to do it, because the odds were truly stacked against him. And it's just good to see those kind of kids.
And I know many kids have that dream of playing Major League Baseball, and of course the scouts are the key to it. Mm-hmm. And so many kids look to scouts for the opportunity, but they don't really know the job of a scout. I mean, it looks glamorous, but you have to be on the road, living out of hotels. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, there's an old adage, 1 year of scout's life is like 7 years of a human's being's life. So when I tell people I'm 46, you have to take that times seven. And I'm actually like 180 years old. There's a lot of windshield time behind the wheel, but it's truly a rewarding job when you can walk into a ballpark and take the lineups, and all of a sudden there's that young player, that sophomore, that junior, and nobody else has seen him but yourself, and you walk up and introduce yourself and shake his hand and look into his eye, and you just get that vibe.
Yeah.
This is that guy. And then you kind of start tracking him and charting him and following his progression every 6 months, doing a drive-by and seeing how he's doing, and meeting up with his parents and meeting up with his uncles and aunts and grandmas, and just trying to get a picture of what that young man can do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's truly rewarding. You don't always get that player. You know, sometimes another club will swoop in there, and when you least expect it, grab him the round before you had him, and that can be truly heartbreaking. But it's a human being job. It's a job about personal relationships that you make and keep throughout your lifetime, and it is really rewarding when you see and I go back to Emil Brown as a player that has all those qualities and all those things you look for in a kid.
And I know being a coach on the high school, college level, and even did some scouting, that you kind of bond with these players over a period of time when you get out there and meet them and see them and make contact.
Very much so. You get to know them on a personal basis, and you follow, even if they're not your player that you didn't sign him, you're always following his statistics. Mm-hmm. You're following his journey through the minor leagues or through college. Mm-hmm. And saying, yeah, I saw him when he was 15 years old. I should have been able to draft him then, but you have to wait till he's a senior or till he's a junior in college.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of heart and a lot of passion that goes into it on both sides, not only the player side, but the scout side. And there's 29 other guys out there like myself, and we're all standing in line to get that player.
And I know you have to love this game of baseball to stick with it.
You got to have, well, my wife has a lot to do with that, and supporting me and my two kids, Peyton and Sydney, who are young kids, and she gives me a lot of support where I can feel good about leaving home for 3 weeks and coming back, stay home for one day and do my laundry and get my paperwork and jump back in the car and take off for another 2 weeks. So it's a group effort by everybody involved from top to bottom.
And now you out there hear what it's like to be a scout, in and out, in and out.
Yes, sir. That's how it goes.
Thank you very much for your time.
I appreciate you having me on.
Thank you.
Take care of yourself.